following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including The Midnight Jury, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neckbreaker, Pro Wrestling 101, Apex Radio, Inconclusive Breakdown, Thursday Night Destruction, and of course, The Shining Wizards. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. There are many ways in which you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Perhaps the easiest way to do so is to leave us a review on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. If you buy anything from Amazon, go to ShiningWizards.com and click on the Amazon button. Doesn't cost a thing, but a percentage of your purchase will go to support the show. If you're interested in putting our logo on your chest, go over to ShiningWizards.com/merch and buy one of our logo shirts. Or if you feel like buying a Shining Wizards Network shirt or any other designs that we've come up with, go over to ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. Become our friend on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Come check us out on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Or send us some hate mail, wizardspodcast@gmail.com. We hope you enjoy tonight's program and thanks for your continued support.
Hi, everybody. This is Original Glow Girl Little Egypt, and you're listening to Shining Wizards.
Ladies and gentlemen, the two-man crew has returned.
That's
for
right.
Another exciting edition of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Well, of course, it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
One, I guess, housekeeping thing that we want to tell you guys about. The Shining Wizards Network, just this week, added two hot, brand spanking new shows to tickle your ear pussies.
There you go.
I stole that from Kevin Smith, by the way.
Yeah.
Our buddy Justin Anderson and the two Timmies from Indianapolis have joined us with their show, Inconclusive Breakdown.
Nice.
And Dave Destruction, PWS's own, with Thursday Night Destruction. Both those shows joining us now on the network.
That's right.
You can check out Inconclusive Breakdown every Sunday, and Dave Destruction's show will be up every Thursday night.
Hence the name Thursday Night Destruction.
Can't get much better than that.
Can't get much by me, man. I pick up on every little thing.
We did the wrestling talk and talk about wrestling, right?
Yes.
Oh, so let's talk about wrestling real fast. Hot off the presses.
Literally, just when we opened up our laptops to check it out, I go to WWE.com, and what do I see? Alberto Del Rio!
Fired.
Yes.
He's fired.
Released from the WWE due to unprofessional conduct.
Apparently an altercation with whoever's left on the WWE staff.
The caterers.
You call this an enchilada?
Yeah. This is not spicy food,
okay.
I tell you.
You know how he comes out and he's all like, he's supposed to be like a little more sophisticated, you know, his character, like he used to come out with all the fancy cars.
Right.
You think he went like full like, Orale Holmes, where's my chalupas?
God.
Can you imagine he just started firing tacos at people?
No, Michael Hayes, your lawn is fine. I will not touch your lawn. Michael Hayes, you cannot buy me.
You think I'm one of the Mexicos?
It's Mercedes, not Mexicos.
You know what? I've said it on this show 1,000 times. I'm not going to lose any sleep now that Alberto Del Rio's gone, so it's like, whatever.
It's still shocking.
It's very shocking. Remember when they fucked up on WWE.com before he debuted? And they were like, we know this guy's a big deal. Do you want us to say anything else about him? You don't remember that?
Oh, yeah.
When they put that in the profile by mistake?
Whoops. A boo.
Poor Alberto Del Rio.
Well, this is going to be very interesting to see what exactly. Was it a backstage fight? Was it?
It was tacos, man.
Yeah, like I said, was
if it was a SmackDown taping, it was Taco Tuesday.
I was about to say, was Taco Tuesday cut due to budget concerns?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal your line.
I was have been so good. but it's fun.
It was still funny, but yeah. Not as funny as if you would have delivered it. Trust me.
It's not the first time that I've had that I stumbled over a joke.
You didn't stumble, dude. I'm just podcast cancer. I steal everything. I'm getting kind of sick of listening to his music.
Okay, we can turn that off.
What was $1.19 well spent, or $1.29 or whatever it was?
I kind of like it.
It gets annoying, though, you know? It just reminds me of him, and, well, now he's going to be debuting for TNA next week.
Yeah.
Or at the next Impact tapings.
In September.
Yes, why don't you tell us? You were at Impact last night at the Hammerstein.
Yeah, it wasn't in the ballroom. It was in the other, the smaller
Manhattan
one.
Center,
yeah.
The one where they used to film Raw.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I think. Yeah, that
the one with the one balcony.
Okay,
cool.
It was cool. It was a lot of fun. You know, me and Shining Wizards Matt went in, met up with
Shining Wizards Matt. Who's that?
Oh yeah, we don't know. and Shining Wizards Eddie was there with Adam Hennig from the Midnight Jury. Friend Pete was there, and we met up immediately with our pals John Redbeard and Gus Harlicker. Cool, very bizarre. Not only was it the first time I've never been in that building.
I don't think I have either.
I've never been, not for WWE, not for ECW, nothing. So that was kind of cool. It was just like a very, didn't feel like I was at a wrestling show until like two matches in. It was weird. And a lot of stuff is taped out of sequence, which is weird. And stuff that I saw last night won't be on TV until the middle of September or October. So it's like it was very weird. It was like they were like filming like a movie. Like, all right, we'll do this scene today, but the opening scene doesn't start until like an hour and a half later. So it was weird.
Did you see my girl Dixie last night?
Dixie was not there at the taping.
Ooh.
So it was probably backstage. They did two shows, I think they taped.
How long was it?
It seemed pretty tedious. It started at 7, and we didn't get out of there until 11:30, 11:45.
A lot of people leave before the end of the show?
No, because they did a signing afterwards.
Oh, that's a good idea. Keep them there to make sure they don't
They did a signing with EC3, Spud.
Please tell me EC3 got a picture with Adam.
No, we didn't wait up. We didn't do the signing. The line went like basically, if it was on a city block, it would have gone around the block.
You do think those guys look alike, right?
Who, Adam Henning and EC3?
Yeah.
No.
Like if you stuck a hose up Adam Henning's ass and like you just blew it up a little bit,
maybe
EC3.
Maybe I could see that
a little bit of the juice.
Yeah, a little bit of the gas.
You like the juice?
But no, it was a lot of fun. We didn't get the chance to hang out because the Gus and Redbeard were working the event. We all wanted to go out for drinks afterwards, but we couldn't because they were there till midnight and we just wanted to get the hell out of there.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, but so yeah, it was cool.
Awesome. Did you learn anything?
No.
Any like, teasers?
Like
any...
spoil?
Well, any, I mean,
well, I mean,
without spoiling, I mean,
the Hardys, the Dudleys, and the Wolves had a fantastic match. That was probably the best part and the only real. The crowd was into it the entire time. The crowd was cool. But it's just very bizarre because you never know what's happening next until Jeremy Borash has to, like, cue the audience. He's like, please get ready to react for, EC3 in 3, 2, 1, and then the crowd would go nuts for that. And like I said, stuff was happening that stuff that we saw last night hasn't even been on. It's been storyline progression that we haven't even seen on TV yet.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, why is this happening right now?
It's weird.
It's bizarre. It's very bizarre. But I mean, and it, like I said, it didn't really feel like a wrestling show till midway through it. And I was just drinking beers.
Well, that's all you can do.
Yeah, I had to take out a second mortgage on my house, though. They're $9 a pop.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Fucking
$10 for a Matt Bowman special, Jack and Coke.
Wait, so it's 9 for a beer and 10 for hard liquor?
Yeah.
Who sets that price?
New York City.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know.
I'd be drinking the hard shit all night. Fuck the beer.
I probably should, but I also knew that it was going to be a long night.
Well, you like beer, right? Like, you're a beer drinker?
I love beer.
See, like, I tolerate beer, but if I have like two or three, like I'm bloated to shit.
Nah.
Like I get bloated off of anything as it is. I abused my fucking stomach when I was younger, dude. Terribly.
Did you?
Terribly.
Oh, God.
Dude, we'd go to Rutgers. In case you've never heard of the fat sandwiches, please Google that so you'll know what we're talking about. But long story short, some genius came up with the idea. He was a student at Rutgers like, what, 25 years ago?
Yeah, I just saw this on Man versus Food.
It was Daryl something or other, who's Daryl's named for. Yeah. And he only had a couple of bucks, so he convinced one of these guys at the grease trucks, which is just a bunch of lunch trucks, throw on some like chicken fingers, French fries, lettuce, tomato, and all kinds of good shit on a sub
roll,
on a hoagie roll. Yeah. Yeah. So like this whole thing like caught on like wildfire. So now when you go to Rutgers in New Brunswick, you know, the thing is to go have one of the fat sandwiches at the grease trucks, which is what they're lovingly called.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I would eat like two or three of these in a sitting, like just no fucking regard. Like, we went to Charlie Brown's down the road.
Okay.
Like, fucking five dozen wings on
wings.
Did
you go to Rutgers?
No, my cousin Dennis went there.
Oh.
So I used to go visit him, like, you know, when I wasn't working and or training at, you know, Geno's.
Gotcha.
When I should have been training, I was filling my gullet with fucking awful food. But those were the decisions I made, so now I have to live with my fucking awful gastrointestinal tract.
Nah, see, I can house probably like in a one night and a good night, like tonight after I leave here, like I'll probably go out easily like 12, 14 beers. And that's like on a mild, that's a slow night.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
I mean, I don't do it every day, but when I do, it's like tonight when I'm out, then I go out to the bars because it's on my way home and it's like a vortex. It's like a trap. It just sucks you right in when you see the neon sign.
See, like I don't know, man. Like, I get drinking. I just, like, beer is just, like, rough to me, man.
It is funny, though. Sometimes I'm sitting there. I'm having, like, I notice the pile of money keep, like, dwindling, and I'm stone sober, and I'm like, what am I paying for?
Yeah.
Because the beer's really not doing it, but, like, it's just, I just like the taste, and I just like, I like a good light beer.
I tell you, I do like these Angry Orchards. I don't know who picked them up last time. Maybe it was Matt, but love me those Twisted Teas.
Love the Twisted Teas. That's a funny story in itself, too, Twisted Teas.
Tell the story.
I've been on a mission to get Twisted Tea to sponsor the Shining Wizards. We'll throw us on their webpage. We'll throw them on ours, and maybe they'll send us some That's basically what it's all about, is we getting free Twisted Tea.
Twisted Tea shirts or whatever.
That's all it really is.
Send us some swag.
Because I like the unmanly drink known as Twisted Tea. It's like a hard iced tea. It's 5%. It's stronger than beer, but it tastes just like iced tea, and I love them so much that my fantasy football team name is Tea Time, because I love them. So I tweeted at Twisted Tea like every day for like a week straight, and they finally like favorited one of them. We sent them a letter asking them to sponsor us, but Matt received a kind decline.
I didn't know that part of it.
Oh yeah, Matt sent a letter to them.
Oh, God.
All nice official letter.
Was it misspelled?
No, I'm sure it was fine.
Did he use our official letterhead?
That I don't know. But he did send it. Then they sent a...
He didn't send it on like Hilton or like...
I have no idea what he sent it on.
Like some other hotel like stationery that he got for free.
No, it was probably ours. But
it has a big H for Hilton, and he just crossed it out and put Shining Wizards on the top.
in Crayola crayons. But they respectfully declined to be our. But I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up.
We shouldn't give up. Maybe your persistence will pay off.
If Chris Gethard could have had Diddy on his show, I can get Twisted Tea to sponsor us.
Did he really have Diddy?
Yeah, he went on a Twitter. Our friend Chris Gethard, who we talk about all the time, went on a massive campaign to get Diddy on his public access show in New York, and finally, Diddy agreed, and he had him on the show.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So my inspiration is Chris Gethard to get Twisted Tea to sponsor us.
If you don't know who Chris Gethard is, you can go on Amazon. What's the name of his book? I actually bought his book. It's a good read.
It is a good read. I forget the name. It's a long title.
Something I'm trying to consider.
It's like stories of my bad decisions or something like that.
Something like that. But go to Amazon. It's Chris Gethard. It's spelled Get Hard.
Yeah. Which that's his bit when he was on like late night shows.
Yeah, Kevin's pulling that up now. So we started off with Del Rio. We mentioned the new shows. I just want to send a quick shout out to our friends, the Sign Girls, Kathy and Christine. I don't know if you guys know, but we didn't really talk about it, but Kathy had a death in her family a few weeks ago, which kind of sucks.
Yeah,
you know?
The guys at 2.5.
Yeah, they mentioned it.
It's not something you plug. Well, but they brought it up.
And I just mentioned it too because... you know, Matt and Eddie and Kevin went out to the TNA taping last night, and Kathy and Christine, hearts of gold, they actually sent us over some nice, like a nice little gift to enjoy some stuff before the show actually happened. So just want to thank those guys and God's work you're doing, girls. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sign Girls. And they're wearing our shirts tonight at the TNA taping.
Wearing our shirts, repping for us.
So our thoughts with Kathy on the loss of her family member. And thank you very much, Sign Girls, for the present.
Yes, and we'll think about Christine, too. She's kind of like the silent one.
No, she's the one. I feel like she's the one that is at the helm of their PWS Sign Girls Facebook page.
But she's not really the voice. She's like the silence behind the violence.
She's like, she's like the Arn Anderson to the Ric Flair of Hummer.
With much better hair.
God, yeah.
Jesus Christ, Arn Anderson looked like an old man in the 80s. You know what I'm saying?
But like, he had like the most like... He was bald as hell, but you still, like, part of you believed he had hair.
He had a comb-over, but it wasn't a comb-over.
It was like Donald Trump, but to the side.
Yeah,
almost.
But it wasn't like if he walked into a wind tunnel, like, he wouldn't have really long on just the left side. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was hair, but it was kind of, like, all up front.
I know. It was bizarre, but he hit it. And he still looks like that today, basically, just a little less.
He hasn't really aged, but man, he looked old when he was in his 20s.
He was born and raised at 65.
he's like he came from Ork, if you guys remember that show. How's that for a reference?
Mork and Mindy?
Yes. You know how that worked, right?
Well, he was, what, Mork when he came in from outer space?
Yeah,
but
when you're born from Ork, you hatch from an egg and you're really old and you get younger as the years go on.
Didn't Superman hatch from an egg too?
I guess.
I don't know.
All right.
Maybe it's like the movie Jack, also with Robin Williams, where he's like 65 by when he's 8. You ever see that movie Jack?
Yes, which is weird because when you think of progeria, you think of like,
oh,
you know,
God,
like 3 foot. I know we're going there again. But you think of like 3 foot tall kids and they're old. But it was fucking Robin Williams who was like an old man. You know what I'm saying?
A bad idea I'm about to do. A collection of stories from Chris Gethard's life.
It's great. Especially the one where he's putting yogurt on his girlfriend's. Huh. There's a lot of interesting stories in there, folks.
Yeah, go check it out. Anyway.
Wait. There was something you segued into before we went off on Robin Williams. Superman.
Oh.
So last week? Mega Powers and I went to Bryant Park in New York City to catch Kevin Smith, who was there promoting a book. And he actually talked for a little over an hour. And dude, like, as a kid, I was never into comic books. What he said, I want to take a ride down to, to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash in Red Bank. I want to learn about comics. And this is what he said. He was talking about the whole Batman versus Superman thing. And he was like, it's like the ultimate, it's like man versus God. Because Superman is like a god because he's all powerful, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And Batman's just a man who's like a vow to avenge, like, you know, evil because his parents were killed.
Right.
So he analogized it to man versus God, and I'm like, you know what? And Dave even looked at me, and we looked at each other. Was like, the way he put it, I want to fucking read comic books now. I'm 40 years old, and I want to read comic books.
That's too deep for me, man.
It was wild, though.
I would have fallen asleep during that speech.
I guess I'm digressing.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's interesting. We don't always have to talk about straight and narrow wrestling stuff. That's why we're unique here at the Shining Wizards.
We are. And you know what? Since we've been talking about love, I just want to put this out there. I don't want to seem like I'm coming out of pocket, but we love Kevin Matthews. We love Brian Myers. And we just want to say that we hope you guys can work it out.
Yes.
At least for the good of your show.
At least for the kids.
For the kids. Think of the kids. Think of the children.
Think of Jay Silva.
Yeah, think of Jay Silva.
Where's Jay Silva going to go if you two break up? Who's going to get custody of the Jewosaurus?
I'll tell you what, though. Pat Buck's been getting a little more animated on the show.
Oh, I forgot about Pat.
Dude's got a...
No, because he was on the last episode. The last episode I listened to of theirs was, like, the beginning of it was hysterical, and it wasn't supposed to be funny. It was them talking about candles and the bee infestation of Pat Buck's apartment, and it was absolutely hysterical. Like, I could have just listened to that. If they ended the show after talking about candles and air fresheners, I would have been happy, because that's a great, great listen.
And you see, like, he didn't get it for a long time that's what people enjoy about the show, when you just start talking about whatever and you be real,
it's
you
like
know?
Out of nowhere, Jay Silva just goes, hey, Pat, are you a candle guy? Do you like candles?
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I like to have this scent in my bathroom and this scent in the kitchen.
And I think Hawkins or Brian was like, I can't go into a room that smells like cheesecake. I'm going to want cheesecake. I'm gonna want to eat all the cheesecake, and I'm dying laughing right now. But I was on the floor laughing when I heard that for the first time.
Well, you'll be happy to know the recent episode, the bees did make a return. You didn't hear them? Like there was a skip, and all of a sudden Pat comes on, and he was like, "Yeah, we just took a break. I couldn't sit next to the bees in the wall. It was distracting."
He puts his microphone up to the wall, and you just hear that. Oh my god, that can't be real! But it's, and you're not allowed to kill the bees because they're endangered. They're a protected species. Pat Buck can't get to them.
All right. Well, let me ask you a question. If one of those guys were to not go back to 2.5 Wrestlers and get a spinoff show, who do you think it would be?
I hope that never happens.
I don't hope that happens either, but hypothetical.
If someone had to have their own podcast?
Yes.
I mean, Jay Silva's... that's
no,
tough.
No, I'm talking about between Brian and Kevin.
Oh, between Brian and Kevin.
Yeah, because I think Jay's going to stick with Pat.
I mean, Kevin is just comedy gold consistently.
Yeah.
So, he's never off when he's talking about
something.
But Brian
jumped right in talking about candles.
No, Brian's good. Listen, Brian's good. Like, he's impressing me with his comedic wit. But I'd have to go Kevin. You gotta go Kevin. How could you not? He's just, I guess because I've known him longer and I know his personality a little bit better. I think he would be incredible to listen to. If he did a one-man show on, off-Broadway, I'd go see that shit.
I agree. I would just be afraid to hear some of the things that comes out of his mouth.
I'd have a few beers and I'd have my ears. I'd go to the doctor, get my ears drained just so I didn't miss anything. I wanted to hear every last word that he had to say.
So what we're saying is we're on Team Kevin and we want Kevin to get his own show.
Which, listen, let's not get crazy because everyone knows how huge a fan I am of Brian and how
of
I was
course.
His entire run in WWE and how I was too much of a...
So you're saying Kevin sucks and he needs to leave.
I'm not saying... I'm saying...
Just busting.
Oh, so all that was just to set up that...
Well, no, but you were going off on that tangent, so I had to lead you there.
I don't know. If I had to choose one to have the one-man show, it'd be Kevin.
Well, okay. So, Kevin...
Maybe I'll tweet at Kevin Matthews. Do that one again.
Jesus!
I promised Jamie I had a few sound bites from the 2.5 Wrestlers crew. So
Jay could probably handle the show himself, too. And Pat, too.
Yeah, if Jay keeps everything in one channel. Missy had the best line. Yeah, why is your episode quiet for 20 minutes, and then Jay just tosses out like a one-liner, and then it's quiet again?
God. That's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to listen to that episode.
There's a whole lot of great stuff on the Shining Wizards Network, so please go check that out.
Yeah, those guys are just in a league of their own, and their comedic timing and their hystericalness.
Killing it.
Yeah.
All the shows are killing it on our network.
I mean, it's the place to be.
Getting bigger and better and stronger, just like Dave Destruction.
There he is. What time does he start recording?
I think 8 o'clock, so he's we're actually recording. It's like 20 to 8 on Thursday. Well, of course, it's Thursday.
But maybe do some inter...
You want to get into some news?
Yeah, let's talk.
Speaking of Thursdays, rumor and speculation. We've seen some pictures of the sound truck for WWE. People have been posting where it has SmackDown on the sides, stating that it's Thursday nights at 8. And it's not an old truck because it's got a picture of the Usos underneath it.
So SmackDown is moving to Thursdays?
That seems to be where they're going.
Oh, you know what? I did read something about that and how that was part of... That was part of the deal they struck when they redid the TV deal.
That's definite.
That was one of the provisions that WWE either wanted or they had to want it, because who wants to be on Friday nights? Friday night's the worst night for TV.
True. I mean, I think they would have been better off getting rid of SmackDown anyway, but if there's money to be made on the show.
No, I mean, USA is going to want as much WWE content, or not even USA, Comcast, Universal.
Whatever,
yeah, they're going to want as much WWE content as they can.
Conglomerate garbage.
So now, do you think that's going to have any effect at all on, or does that have anything to do with the announcement, maybe premature announcement, that TNA is no longer going to be on TV? And so, like, all right, why don't we just go to Thursdays? Do you think the two are related, or do you think TNA is so not on the radar that it doesn't matter?
You know what? I didn't really think about it until you asked the question. Maybe because Spike is still negotiating with TNA. I mean, at least that's the last word. Excuse me, I read online that Dixie actually Well, I mean, you didn't see her last night, but...
Yeah, she was not at the taping.
Well, she may have been there.
She may have been
scenes,
in the back, yeah.
Because apparently she had a talk with the boys saying, you know, like, thanks for being cool while these negotiations are going on, blah, 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 things are going well. So they are still talking.
It was a morale boost from what I read, that everyone in the company had good vibes coming out of that.
But the thing I'm thinking about is now, like, maybe they're trying to just, you know, cut them off, at least for that first hour, you know?
It's going to be interesting to see. I still have been a firm believer that they're not going anywhere. I just think it's a negotiating tactic, maybe by Spike, to get them for less money or something like that.
And let's be honest. We've talked about it on the show. We never talk about SmackDown. Never.
I know. That's so bizarre.
Never.
Because nothing happens.
There's absolutely nothing of note that ever happens on SmackDown, which, a segue into this, apparently I read that Jim Ross on his blog was talking about that WWE is considering doing super tapings again on Monday nights.
Yes, I did read that.
Oh, now, you went to TNA's taping last night.
Correct.
Could you imagine sitting through a three-hour Raw, whatever they tape before Raw, plus sticking around for another 2 hours to tape SmackDown shit? Even if they only tape for like an hour, hour and a half, and they pepper SmackDown with more like Raw recap bullshit. That's a lot.
It is a lot. I think it'd be better than TNA. At least the production value of WWE keeps you involved in the product more, with the sounds, with the pyro, with the Titantron and stuff. Last night, like, TNA is so weird with me. When I watch on Spike, if I don't see the quote-unquote Titantron on TNA, I have no idea who's coming out. I have no idea whose music is who, barring, you know, few exceptions, James Storm and...
Not to shit on TNA, but yeah, a lot of their music sounds alike.
Last night, if Jeremy Borash, like I said earlier, didn't tell you, make some noise for this person, I would have no clue who was coming out. Like, if it was a chick, if it was a guy, and until I actually saw them. So WWE, I think, would be more tolerable to sit through than what I sat through last night, but it'd still be too much.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of time.
Especially, like... People like to take their kids to see WWE at these arenas at the tapings. Could you imagine, like, you're a family of four, you, your wife, your kids, you go to see, you know, the Raw SmackDown Super shows. You sit there, you probably get there like quarter after seven because, you know, they say to get there 7:30. So you fight with traffic. You get everybody out of work, out of school, whatever. Or even in the summertime, you still, you know, got to get there. Then you got to sit there for at least 5 hours, maybe five and a half.
It's tough. But a positive that can come out of this is that maybe this is when we start seeing John Cena on SmackDown or the main players on SmackDown.
Yes, because we don't see them enough on Raw.
But because it's one building, one place, one time, maybe that helps elevate SmackDown back to a must-see show because they don't have to traveled on a Tuesday. You know what I mean? They're all there. They're right there. And, I mean, I don't know how it really honestly works because I'm sure they've done it before. But imagine if you have, say you have like a major star. Say The Rock comes back and he's on Monday Night Raw. There's no reason why now he can't be on SmackDown too because it's only one day.
Yeah, this is true. And it would help somebody like a Brock Lesnar who's under contract for appearances. Maybe they can bang him out in one night.
Yeah, they can make that two shows, but it's technically only one appearance because it's one night. So... I mean, I don't know how any of that works, some of the guys.
It would be a lot more tolerable if they would just make Raw 2 hours.
That's a different story. You know what? When we were talking this whole time, I forgot that Raw was 3 hours.
Yeah.
I completely didn't even realize
it. So it's 3 hours of Raw, which always has an overrun. And who knows what they do prelim to that. I mean, do they start Raw cold or do they go into like a squash match or something like that? And then they have to switch everything over to SmackDown, like the ring aprons and all that shit, the ropes.
The ropes. No, the ropes are the same now, I think.
Oh, are they? I thought they were still blue.
No, I think the ropes are the same. I think everything's the same but the apron.
Wait, the ropes are white now?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so it probably is the same. But still, you gotta like, you know, kind of switch a bunch of stuff over, which probably takes about 15 minutes, get all the tapes ready, you know, like switch over the reels or however it works now, the digital stuff, whatever.
You know what I noticed too about last night is that, but something that actually surprised me is that the crowd never got really deflated like I did, but the crowd in general didn't when I saw the same guy come out four times.
Wow.
Like, the same guy is getting an entrance, but the crowd, to their credit, to the New York credit crowd, to give them credit, they never got deflated. Like, Sonata came out like twice. Like, I saw Sonata the first time, I liked it. I saw Sonata the second time, I didn't really care.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird when the same guys come out for three different matches. Like, Zema Ion, DJ Z, was, like, on the show six times last night.
Of course he is. And he probably gets paid the least.
Yeah. So, it's, I mean, granted, it's different in TV because it's only once a week. It's spread out over weeks. But there, I was like, how many more times am I going to see fucking DJ Z, who I like? But it's just, it was something that I couldn't do every week, even though I was considering going back tonight.
Yeah, but it's weird because New York is that atypical crowd. There's very few places around the country that have a crowd that is as energetic as, say, New York or Philly. Like, if you went to, like, buttfuck Idaho and you tried doing, like, a 4 or 5 hour taping, first of all, who knows if you're going to get as many people there? And second of all, how do you keep that energy up, you know?
It's tough. And then, because like, when the fans get tired, like, I was pissed off probably, like, 10 minutes into it with the chants and the remarks that people were just like shouting out, like CM Punk chants, like right in there, people like around me like trying to sound smart by saying things. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, I want to go the fuck home right now, because just the wrestling fans are annoying as shit.
That's every crowd. Yeah. I would think though that a crowd at TNA tries to be smarter than like say your WWE crowd.
And it's New York, so that's the one downfall. New York had the most ruckus crowd ever, but it also has the guys that think they know everything.
Yeah.
So, and then they have to make it known. They can't just think it to themselves. They have to fucking say it.
I guess Toots Mont was smart years ago when he tried to take over the world with the New York promotion. I know. I was reading the Luthez book a few weeks ago. Now I think I'm a fucking expert on 1950s wrestling.
Yeah.
What do I know? I'm a fat guy sitting in a basement talking into a yellow microphone. So let's see. Next on my agenda was the new WWE Championship belt.
Okay.
Did you catch a picture of it?
Is it the same exact thing, just with the new logo?
Kind of. From what I've seen, the picture that they had was from a photo shoot with Triple H.
I saw one picture, and it was from so far away that yes. It looked exactly the same to me.
The design is the same. The WWE logo is the new one that's going to be... Yeah, they're officially debuting it after SummerSlam.
Right.
It doesn't have the word champion at the bottom from what I've seen. It looks like it might just be the logo, because don't forget, this belt now is going to be the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
They're finally going to go with scrapping the gold one?
Yeah, they said that
2 weeks or like 3 weeks ago too, when he handed it to Ric Flair.
And then he fucking appeared with it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I like
having two belts. I think it's cool, because I just like the big gold belt.
It is cool, but it's kind of like got to be over and done, you know?
I mean, I can see both sides to it. I mean,
Although you look at Japan... The IWGP Championship has been those same old-ass three belts forever, right? Do they still have those belts, or did they... Oh, wait, IWGP has a new belt, don't they?
AJ Styles is IWGP champ, and it looks like it's the one that I've seen
for a
while. Oh,
okay, no, you know what?
Kind of looks like a comb.
No,
like
it is the new belt. It's, whatchamacallit, it's the one that Millican does. Millican does all those designs. I forgot they changed it. Listen to me. I'm fucking having brain farts over here.
No, I mean, it's fine. I mean,
Remember they had the three belts? It was like the NWA International belt. It was like the PWF National title.
I just remember that from playing virtual pro wrestling.
Japanese wrestling game.
The three belts. And when we would play it, we would have three foam belts that, like, whoever won was the IWGP champion, because they had the three belts. It was like a world title, like, it was three world title belts.
The dude they used to show him in the locker room breathing?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, the chest would go up and down, and have the belts on the shoulders and one around the waist.
Yeah, they would always do that panoram thing in the locker room of the guy before he came out.
The one thing I liked about that game is that it had the ramp, and when you played when you played elimination, you can hang out outside but still jump back in the ring.
Do the flyover, like, dropkick move, and you could still get weapons and fight on the outside. Oh, such a great game.
We should just fucking break it out.
I found my Virtual Pro Wrestling 1. I never had Virtual Pro Wrestling 2.
Oh, I've got two.
I've played it for years straight. It's my favorite wrestling game of all time.
So great. Yeah. You know what? Fuck WWE 2K15.
Yeah.
I bought 14 just because it seemed like it was a cool idea. The Warrior was going to be in it. Bruno was in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it looked like it was going to be like finally like a great all-star cast, which it is. I don't play the fucking thing anymore. It's like, it's not that good.
I don't think I've gotten a wrestling video game. I think my brother may have gotten me one for my birthday for Xbox. But I used to play when it was on PlayStation 2, like my favorite one probably was Here Comes the Pain, SmackDown, with Brock Lesnar on it.
Oh, I think I remember that.
That was a good game. That was like right in my like junior year of college.
I could take a look at my shelf right now while we're talking. I have WWF Raw for the original Xbox, which is probably one of the worst games ever made. You could see Kane chokeslamming, I don't know, somebody.
Looks like, is that
Triple H? I don't know. It looks like a fucking rooster head. Take a look at that. Let me see what other wrestling games.
Yeah, it's Triple H.
I've got Rumble Roses, which is a great game for PS2, if you want to borrow that.
Never even
Fire Pro Wrestling Returns for PS2.
Wow, Fire Pro.
You know what else? I have, WWE All-Stars, which is actually a great, like, cartoony kind of game.
Right.
And I have this gem, TNA Impact.
I forgot they made a video game. Let me see that.
Oh, it's horrendous. I think I paid $3 for it new on Amazon.
But it's got Christian in it.
Yeah, but it's a horrendous game.
God, you know what the WWE All-Stars reminds me of, but probably a much better version of, is...
Saturday Night Slam Masters?
No, that was a great game.
I love that game.
That was a fantastic game. I'm thinking of that stupid... Remember when they did a WrestleMania, the arcade game? They tried to make like a Mortal Kombat where they all had like superpowers and shit.
Which I liked that game.
I thought that game was terrible.
Here, WWE All-Stars on the cover, it has Ultimate Warrior locking up with Randy Orton. How's that for fucking genius?
Great marketing. Who would see Randy Orton versus
Ultimate Warrior? Well, that's the same game that has Drew McIntyre against Rowdy Roddy Piper in the Battle of Scotland. It's one of the unlockables.
Because that game came out when Drew McIntyre was going to be
a big superstar.
Yeah.
And now he's gone and so's Del Rio.
Look at that.
I feel like playing his music again. Okay, so let's see. Hulk Hogan. He's in the news quite a bit. It's going to be his birthday celebration on Raw this coming Monday.
I'm actually really looking forward to this Monday night.
You guys are going to have to tell me about it while I'm away on vacation next week.
I think it's going to be good because Raw last week was terrible. So, I mean, it can only get better, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know what I like doing while I'm away in Europe, in Spain?
Do I want to know?
Yes, you do. Aside from there being like hardcore pornography shit being on regular television at night, the only other thing that I really enjoy on TV is like SmackDown from like 4 years ago.
They still do that?
I think they do.
Good.
I think they do.
They don't play regular SmackDown?
No, it's old. It's just really old. It's
Good
got like
Lord.
Hugo Savinovich or whoever's on that table now. Oh, speaking of people at ringside, they fired the fucking the bell ringer guy.
Yeah, Yeaton? 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 You hungry? Yeaton? you want some chicken waffles?
I'm coming for you, nigga.
Yeaton?
You?
God damn it. Want some fat sandwiches from Rutgers? Yeaton?
Jesus!
That was terrible. No, I'm trying
Kevin,
to get the
where are you going to put those sandwiches?
Fuck it. In your face.
Oh, sorry, Mean Gene.
No, fuck it. In your face.
Fuck it. You're gay. You're fucking gay.
Oh, my God.
So
we could have Kevin Matthews with us every week now if we want to.
Kevin, what do you think of Hulk Hogan wrestling?
You're gay. You're fucking gay.
Speaking of which, yeah, he said that he's going to wrestle again. It's not if, it's when. That's sick. He couldn't take a bump against Sting like 2 years ago,
Hulk Hogan
right?
doesn't need the bump.
Well, this is true.
I mean, listen, the nostalgia... I mean, listen.
Listen, I'm listening.
I mean, listen. Dude, this is the most sober I've ever been to. So,
alrighty.
Listen, Ultimate Warrior died last year.
Jesus!
Like, without even, like, walking to the ring.
Jesus!
And now Hulk Hogan wants to get back in the ring. I mean, no, I'm serious. He died. Just like, and now Hogan wants to wrestle again? Listen, the kid in me would like it. Who wouldn't want to see Hulk Hogan in the same ring with John Cena fighting? I mean...
It's just, I don't know, man. It's sick. And the WWE released some sort of statement where they were like, Hogan's under a Legends contract. He's only required to make appearances for us, so he's free to do other things. Which makes it seem like, yeah, go wrestle. He's just not going to wrestle here.
See... To me, that's stupid.
It's very dumb.
Why would they let him do that?
Well, maybe they don't want... It could be...
Maybe they don't want him...
They don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah. Or like, if he does wrestle, God forbid something does happen.
Oh, my God.
Then that's on them, apparently. They don't want that. That's probably why they don't let Jerry Lawler wrestle anymore.
Why is they afraid he's going to touch kids? So, allegedly. Okay, so Hogan's birthday party is going to be next week on Raw, and the press release says that there's going to be a bunch of surprises. You know what would really surprise me? If they bring in Linda Hogan and John Graziano, that would surprise the fuck out of me.
Oh, God. And you're giving me shit about Warrior? At least that's wrestling related. Jesus, fuck.
Just busting.
His name was Mark Eaton.
Eaton?
Eaton? Mark? Hey, Mark Eaton? Probably not as good as he was.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, you hungry? Chicken fried steak? Eaton?
I'm a nigga.
God.
Holy shit, what happened tonight?
I don't know, but that's...
We should start talking about candles.
Well, let's talk about the Hogan thing a little bit more, because the NWO is supposed to be there.
Hey, yo. Scott Hall, who apparently doesn't like to sign autographs for dying children...
Good God.
...has been teasing that the NWO is going to be on Raw.
Well, I read it on a number of different sites, too, that it's happening.
Mr. Hall.
Good God.
Can you sign my...
Hey,
yo.
Hey. Yeaton? Hey, kid. Hey, Yeaton, kid.
I think we have the name of the show.
Mr. Hall? No.
No. Hey, no.
Hey, no.
Hey, no.
Something happens to this?
Something's going to happen. Actually, something is going to happen to you, kid. But it's called dying. Yeah, hey, yo. You eating?
You drinking?
You drinking? Jay, kid.
I don't know what to say. Holy shit.
Aw.
That poor kid.
See, we had a long debate about this on the Facebook, me, Eddie, Mega Powers, and what actually happened. No one really knows what actually happened, but because the only thing that we have to go on is what we've read. But, I mean, apparently a lot of the guys had heat with him. But anyway, because of that. But I can't wait to see if the NWO come back on Raw. That'd be fun.
I don't know, man. If Kevin Nash winds up staying on TV past Monday. So,
is always a possibility when he's around.
Speculation. Who do you think they bring in for the NWO?
Not Mark Eaton.
Eaton?
I think it's just going to be the three of them.
Hall, Nash, and Hogan? Don't think they'll bring in, like...
They should bring in X-Pac and Big Show, because that was really the core.
Yeah.
And Vincent. They got to bring... Vince. Oh, they'll bring Vincent in, I think.
Curly G?
Curly Mo.
Was it Curly G?
No, it's Curly Mo.
It was Curly Mo when he was part of the Texas Rednecks? West,
yeah.
Why am I thinking it was Curly G?
99.9%.
I was thinking of Curly G Cradle Rock from the fucking Jerky Boys. Bam!
No, he was Curly Mo, I think.
That's all right. Whatever it is. It's fucking Virgil.
Or Curly Mike.
It's Virgil. Coming to an autograph signing near you.
Uninvited.
You know what? Did PWS... Yeah, PWS did bring him in, right? Remember the first Super Show back in April 2012?
I was only at two... Was I there for that?
I don't know, but I remember...
Was that the one where... Was that the
Eddie
one?
Got a picture with Virgil because he had the replica $1 million belt. It was at the rec center before the hurricane and all that shit.
Is this the one where... who was in the...
I forget.
Is this the one that we kind of...
It was the one where Smith James wrestled One Warrior Nation and Warrior Nation's belt fell apart.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, I was there for that.
Okay, yeah, it was... Eddie got a picture with Virgil. I don't know if he was just hanging out in the lobby or
he
what.
He was at the last show too, Virgil, PWS show, because it was...
Really?
It was the same day as Legends. So a lot of guys just went and hung out at PWS afterwards.
Yeah, he was in the parking lot at Legends, just like wandering around.
Oh, he was. He had a table set up next to... Did he have a table set up next to Matthews at PWS?
Does he just walk in and go like, yo, who's running the show? Like, does he know Eric? Does he walk up to him and go, can I get a table?
Sure, he knows Eric. Everyone's got to know Eric.
Because, like, dude, I remember when he showed up at WrestleCon and he was talking to one of the guys from High Spots out front. And they were like... If you want a table, it's got to be here, that's it. Like kind of like...
I think that's what it is.
Cut Virgil a break, but he's like, no, you can't set up here. You have to set up in the back, or you have to set up in... They put Virgil in the corner.
It's...
The best is he hangs that banner where it says the $1 million man, Ted DiBiase, and it's the picture of him and Virgil. And at the bottom it says, and Virgil.
And Virgil.
And Ted
Curly Bill.
Curly Bill. And Ted DiBiase was there at WrestleCon. That was the fucking worst part.
Yeah, because didn't they get in this a scuffle, or didn't he?
Did they have?
No, not like a scuffle, not like a physical thing. But didn't Virgil say something, and Ted DiBiase was like, "What the? Are you kidding me? That's not what the hell was it?"
I know Bobby Heenan was happy to see Virgil.
Was he?
Yeah, no, seriously. Eddie said that when he was talking to Heenan, Virgil walked by and Bobby like waved to him and shook his hand.
I'm sure he's a decent guy. And I mean, I don't know him, but I thought Virgil made some asinine comment and DiBiase called him on it.
It's Virgil. He probably did. But he probably did. Blah, 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 blah.
The hell did we just digress from there? Oh, the Hogan thing.
Yes. So let me see. Callisto, The Ascension, Charlotte. Do these ring a bell?
Yes. Charlotte is Ric Flair's daughter. The Ascension is an amazing tag team. And Callisto is a luchador, I believe. And
they are all getting the call up to the main roster from NXT.
So you're going to have Callisto, and they don't even do the thing with the Mexican they got on the main roster.
Well, they just freed up a spot for him.
Yeah, sure. Wait, who is Callisto?
Callisto Flockhart?
Like, was he like an ROH? Matt, see, this is why we need Matt.
We don't need Matt.
Because I don't know if he was an ROH guy.
Well, we could always call Matt.
Don't worry about it. He's in a call with a minute left in the show anyway.
Oh, God. He's going to ask us, how'd it go tonight?
No, we talked about that yesterday, actually.
Why? Did he get mad?
No, he was like, I forget how he brought it up, but I'm like, he's like, Tony, whatever. And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to lie to you. We were ready to wrap up the show and you called
and the
in.
Show was awesome.
Yeah.
And, Eddie loved it. Eddie was like,
so did Matt.
His ride back from Wildwood, he was like, I was laughing the whole time.
And we turned it into an indie report, and that's it. That was all he had, so it ended up being fine anyway.
2 minutes with Glenn Frey in the background. I played You Belong.
Oh, yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. Let me see, what else do I have in the news? Oh, yeah. Still the rumors are going around that the US and the
Hoomers?
IC titles are going to be.
You say Hoomers?
No, rumors. Uh-oh. Why would I say?
I thought you said Hoomers. But I could
Hoomers?
Have been wrong.
It's Kathy Hoomer. She's looking for a yeast steak. she's hungry.
We're in the Shining Wizards Lederhosen.
She's eating.
You eating? Yeah. We're eating. We're eating pretty with Subway.
Yeah, so IC US titles. They're talking about unification again.
Who
Whatever.
Is the US champion? Why can't I even think of that?
Sheamus.
Still? Is it still?
Yeah. He had the flu, and then he's in Australia.
Ah, okay. See, I thought that they're going towards Miz and Ziggler at SummerSlam.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about Ziggler when we start talking about Raw in a few minutes. Do you think it's a good idea to take a break, or do you want to go for a little while?
What else? I mean, I think...
No,
I think,
no, no.
I think our momentum speaks for itself. I think we take a break.
Yeah, we could take a break, throw in the commercials. If you want, maybe we could, I don't know, put it out on Facebook if anybody has questions, and then we'll talk Raw when we get back.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we are taking a pee break and a refresher on our Twisted Tees. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with the good stuff. Well, we already gave you some good stuff, but we have more good stuff to
come.
No,
we didn't.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck them.
Your new symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, from the current to the way back, it's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, only on the Shining Wizards Network, ShiningWizards.com, RantEMRadio.com, GeekLifeRadio.com, iTunes, Audio Boo, and Stitcher.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Finally Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audio Boo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5-4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Finish this episode of The Shining Wizards, get off that $12 whore you just tore apart, and check out Neckbreaker, the only podcast on professional wrestling and heavy metal music. wrestling headlines, metal news, and guest interviews while your hosts get completely shit-faced. New episodes premiere every 2 weeks on neckbreaker.net or follow their lousy updates on Twitter and Facebook at NB Podcast. Just like Ziggler at the Garden, this ad is over.
Hey everybody, Stickman here. If you're looking for pro wrestling news and interviews that you can use, then be sure to check out the Apex Radio Show, covering the Ontario wrestling scene and way beyond. We are the pro wrestling podcast of Canada's capital, so listen in as we talk with the finest in the pro wrestling business and keep you up to date on what's going on in the local wrestling scene. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Apex Radio. Apex Radio, exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network. Available for download on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boo, Podcasts.com, and of course, at swn.shiningwizards.com.
Shalom, it's the unprofessional Jewosaurus, Jay Silver, right here to tell you about Two and a Half Wrestlers Podcast. It's myself, Kevin Matthews, Pat Buck, and our newest member, former WWE superstar Kurt Hawkins, now going as Brian Myers, because the man needed something else to do on Monday nights now that he was free. Two and a Half Wrestlers Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course, right here at Shining Wizards Network.
GeeksOfTheIndustry.com with such fantastic programming as Chatastrophe, Pro Wrestling Nation, Two for Flinching, Sleeve Notes, Wrestling with Smut, Cart Glitch International, the Mega Powers Radio Podcast, and the flagship Geeks of the Industry. Go to GeeksOfTheIndustry.com now.
Hey everyone, this is Justin for the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. When you're done with this great episode, we would love for you to give our show a try. We cover pop culture, geek news, music, sports, and of course, professional wrestling. Just search for Inconclusive Breakdown on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and SoundCloud.
What up, this is the Friday Night Delight, John Morrison, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast.
Sanctuary. They're doing an event on the 17th.
Okay, so why don't you tell us about it, Kevin?
Oh, we're back? Were we back that whole time?
No. I just came back when you started talking about Sanctuary.
Yeah. Just want to shout out a few of our friends in the business.
Yes, of course.
They take care of us, so we have to take care of them. First one up is the Sanctuary, run by
John Trotsky and Gus Harlicker. Well, John Trotsky runs it, and Gus is kind of like
You see the promo video that they put up with the song?
I didn't see the promo. I've seen a lot of the shit that Arkham's been doing, promoting them. Yeah. He's a sick motherfucker.
Arkham's the man.
He's a fucking sick motherfucker.
But their promo video, like their package, actually like gives me chills because it's so well done.
Kevin, your package gives me chills.
All right.
Kevin Matthews, have anything to say about that? Shit, I wish I had it queued up.
You're gay. You're fucking gay.
But
that's such a great soundbite.
I'm so glad we put that in. But the Sanctuary, they have an event coming up on August 17th. I think the actual name of the event is Sanctuary 817. Show begins at 3 o'clock. Me and Eddie are going to try to go to that, actually.
It seems like a good time. It's August 17th.
It's a Sunday.
It's right in the middle of my vacation. I'm going to start getting out to more shows.
It's in Hazleton, PA. I'm not sure how far out that is.
I don't think it's that far.
I don't think it is either.
I think it's like pretty much right over, 80 or 78,
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah, but Gus is a good dude, so...
Gus Harlicker.
I'm going to go try to check that out. Me and Eddie might go. Sunday, August 17th, show begins at 3. They're going to have a SummerSlam party after the event.
Yeah, somebody was talking about that.
So,
somebody I was listening to was talking about it.
So that might... They have like a big screen, and they just put SummerSlam on, or they just put whatever events on, and they just and they watch it. So that's cool. So check out the Sanctuary. I'm not sure if they have a website, but they definitely have a Facebook group. So I think it's facebook.com/sanctuaryPA. Also, our pals up at Smash Wrestling, our brothers from the north.
You know what? We need music for this.
Sure.
Let me cue up something. I actually added some new music to the.
Probably just play Alberto Del Rio's theme again.
Ah, please! I'm sick of that. Here we go.
Are we starting over?
No, no, no. You keep going. I got a little Megadeth for the background. Our boys at Neckbreaker will get a kick out of this.
Yeah, support them too.
Support everybody.
Smash Wrestling, they have a bunch of events coming up. They have Road to Super Showdown. That's 4 p.m. That's in up in Ontario, Canada, on August 9th. And then they have their event on the 17th as well, Super Showdown. It's their big event. A lot of great matches announced for that. None of which I have in front of me right now, but you know the names. They bring in the best talent. I know Chris Hero's there. I know Jay Lethal's there.
The Smash Brothers are going to be there.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're great. They're doing really big things up in Canada, and that's another trip that we have to finally pull the trigger on. And
I'd love to go up there and check out some wrestling.
I would totally love it too, man.
But I don't want to go up there and see Chris Hero and Jay Lethal and all them. No offense to those guys.
Why?
I want to see Canadian guys wrestle.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, but I heard that they're Canadian and they work differently. Like, they're very friendly.
Do you think it's all mistakes?
Like,
Do you think their entire match is just botches and they go, sorry about that, eh?
Yeah, exactly. No, like, they hit each other with weapons and, like, they get disqualified. Like, oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Go
check out our soon-to-be, hopefully, friend, Booker T, Reality of Wrestling, our pals. The Carinos, the Heavenly Bodies, went down there and apparently did really well. That's out of Texas. So right away, we have plugs for Canada, Pennsylvania, and Texas, just like that. And I'm not even done yet.
Keep on going,
because Evolve returns to iPay-Per-View all weekend long on iPay-Per-View, www.nlive.com. I believe that's September, or maybe this week. I don't even know. I'm terrible at plugs, but just check them out. Go to the website, www.nlive.com. Evolve is returning to the New York area. I thought Matt said September, but I could be wrong. I'll look it up and I'll plug it right later on. That's it for us right now. And of course, our friends at PWS, ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. Go check them out. They're really gearing up for their September event on the 20th, which we will be attending. So, yeah.
Eddie will be hosting Monstrous BC, formerly known as Brutus Clay.
Yes, he will.
Earlier in the day at Legends, we will have Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, late of and once again part of WWE.
Yeah,
he was
whatever.
Fired for like 2 days.
He would have
come back quicker had he stolen something.
Oh,
Emma.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, terrible. Boo.
I wish the bell should be by me now.
A boo.
All
right. Sorry,
yeah,
Dave.
Like I said, September 20th is a ways away. So
sorry,
we'll
Dave Mustaine. You're done.
To plug it. No, I'm looking forward to seeing Lance Storm and meeting him because he's incredible.
What's he all about?
Actually, our pals, Bowens, just did and I think Gibbs was there too, just did a seminar with him, Lance Storm, I think.
It's possible. He does the training and the seminar thing.
I thought I saw that when I was trolling around on Facebook.
What were you trolling for?
It's just I have an ungodly amount of free time, so like Facebook consumes like 98% of it. I never knew what a troll was, but I'm pretty sure I am one, because all I do is just scroll through Facebook, see statuses, and comment on them.
Hey, speaking of Facebook statuses, maybe since we have Skype open, we want to make a phone call.
You want to?
Well, yeah. You know what?
We'll keep it quick.
Yeah, we'll keep it quick. But
yeah, but are we gonna be on hold for a while?
I don't. Yeah, that's the thing. Shit, we did this last time when he did his debut show.
I don't feel like talking over him talking.
We can. Well, I
want to let him know that we're gonna call.
I would love to do it to make fun of him, but I don't want to make fun of him tonight because he's got a pretty serious show.
He's doing a really, really cool show tonight. But I did want to call him and welcome him to the network officially. Do a little cross promotion. Dave Destruction.
Yeah, maybe we'll call him like at 8:50. We'll call him a little later.
Yeah, I'll give him a heads up that we're gonna call, so maybe he could patch us through or no? Or do you
want a surprise? Yeah, wait. Because Blog Talk Radio, they actually have you set on like a pretty strict time limit. So once he sets his time, which he only set for an hour tonight.
Okay.
He started 8, so yeah, we'll give him a call. Like, we'll give him a call in like a half an hour.
Yeah, he's doing a real cool thing for his buddy who is no longer with us.
Dedicating his entire episode tonight to him, so we don't want to, you know, I don't want to call up playing Booker T sound bites and shit.
Right? No, we don't want to. We want to be respectful for.
We do have respect, despite what you've heard.
Yeah, well,
at the Shining Wizards podcast.
Why am I? I'm the biggest asshole when I'm sober. I hate that. When I'm drunk, I'm like the most sensitive guy in the world. And now, like, I made. Oh, I'm the worst.
You're not the worst, Kevin.
You're gay. You're fucking gay.
Jesus.
Fuck. You know what? You know what I did say?
You have AIDS.
I did
You're
see
gay.
That.
You're fucking gay.
You know, former guest of the. I'm gonna completely switch topics now. We're gonna go
for it.
We're gonna go to Raw. But remember the movie The Sandlot?
Yes.
Former guest of the show, Veda Scott, went on. Like, I wish I could. Wish we could have her on to talk about this. She actually went on. Like, she went. I don't know where the movie was filmed, but she went and found every place
a scene
was shot in The Sandlot. And she's hot, so I wanted to say that.
She's hot.
And but she's like, she's actually at The Sandlot. She's like, she's there. She's at the drugstore. Vincent, she's there. That's like incredible. It's like one of my favorite movies of all time. She's at the pool.
You mentioned Veda Scott.
Wendy Pfeffercorn.
And here's something that I saw posted on Facebook a few days ago from Gregory Iron, who is like, I guess, her on-again, off-again tag team partner.
Okay.
I don't know. Are they still partners? I forget.
I thought he was partners with fucking
No,
Gallen.
He is. They're the Handicapped Heroes, but he also partners up with Veda Scott for like a few of the promotions as well. Somebody who had a kid.
Oh, I read this.
They called him a retard, and he told the kid to stay away from the retard or something like that?
No, the guy said it in that exact word, called him a retard. Gregory came back, like, dude, I have cerebral palsy, and the guy's with this kid, and then something happened, and then as he's walking away, the guy says, those are the kind of people we beat the shit at. Like, those are the kind of people we beat up, or something like that. Like, telling his dad, like, the dad telling the kid, like, we beat up people that have disabilities, basically. I'm going to pull it up.
We could spend a whole show on shit like this, but I fucking weep for the future of this country, dude.
That's what he's teaching his kid. He's teaching his kid to, first of all, be a dick just to anybody, let alone someone that has a disability.
And we've met Greg.
He's a great
guy. He's one of the nicest fucking people on this planet.
Him and Gowan came up to us at Legends to say hello.
Yes.
So, I mean, and then we saw him at PWS, and let's see if I can find it. No, I guess I can't find it. He may have taken it down.
One of the nicest fucking guys, dude.
Yeah, and
like you said, they came to say hi to us, being guests, the former guests of the show, friends of the show.
It's absurd. It absolutely is absurd.
It's fucking sickening that this is what people are teaching their kids. Look,
okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
A middle-aged man called me a retard for no reason in front of his kid, who could not have been older than 7, at a public mall today. After I got face-to-face with him, told him that I have cerebral palsy and apologized, he walked away telling his son that you beat the piss out of people like him. That's what he told his kid.
You know what's really fucked up? People try shit against a guy like Gregory Iron, who's a nice guy, but he can fucking handle his shit.
I was about to say.
You know?
He probably, I don't know anything about this dude, but Gregory Iron, you're right, he can handle himself.
Now look, we all know visually how cerebral palsy affects people. Like, you know, all of them, it's like different ways.
Right.
And you know, Greg has, you know, you could see, like, looking at his arm.
Right.
It's a handicap that's noticeable.
Noticeable, right.
But even with one good arm, like one like non-palsy arm, I guess, I don't know the PC way to say it.
Yeah, we're not trying to be.
But that one, you know what I'm saying? Like, with one good arm, he could beat the shit out of you.
I wouldn't fight him.
I wouldn't either.
I mean, I wouldn't fight anybody, but I'm saying, like,
well, all right,
I wouldn't fight him. I definitely wouldn't fight.
It's just so fucked up, man. Like, my kid is around the same age, you know? Like, and I would never tell him something like that.
Imagine someone telling that to your son. Like, say you had, like, a party, and some guy you didn't know comes over and says that to your kid and teaches that your kid is an impressionable young kid, and now that's the way he's going to think now. That's the way he's going to grow up. I understand teaching your kid to stand up for yourself and to fight if you have to, but that is just completely so far over the line what this guy did to Gregory Iron in front of his kid. I feel bad for his kid. I feel bad for that guy. I feel bad for the jerk that did it. I feel terrible for him that he has such a shitty life and he's that big of a piece of shit. I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Gregory Iron, I know, can handle this shit. That guy is mentally fucked up.
And he looks at Gregory Iron and despite the fact that Greg is an established professional wrestler, he's had a career, you know, like a storied career. I mean, he's done some big shit. Jesus Christ, CM Punk and Colt Cabana had that whole in-ring thing with him a few years ago.
Right.
That made headlines everywhere. But even irrespective of that, to just fucking, like, to just call somebody out like that for no fucking
First of all,
reason.
Who, and just to use that word, I mean, we say it a lot because we're in the business, or not business.
We're retarded.
We're yeah. We
say that with no malice.
We do this to make people laugh. Guys like like shock jocks. They do it to make people laugh.
That's all right. Nobody hears that but us.
Yeah, I know.
It's the voices in your head.
That's once a week on the Shining Wizards podcast. One of us pauses when we hear noises that no one else can hear. But when we do it, it's not supposed to, it's not malicious. If you know us personal, you know that we don't have a mean bone in our body. I don't think collectively, maybe Eddie. But
yeah, Eddie could be a prick, but Matt's really the fucking nasty one.
That's true. But no, the four of us combined, so when we say it, we don't mean anything by it. It's just, it's tough to explain, but I think our audience is smart enough that they get it.
Nobody listening to this show really thinks that, like, when we say nasty shit about people, or even to each other, that we really mean it.
Right.
Because all we're doing is...
just busting.
And he says it so fruity, too.
That's the greatest sound
Now, you
clip.
See, I say he says it fruitily, or fruitily, is that the word?
Fruitly.
But we all know that Jay Silva's not a fruit.
He's not a fruit. He's a Jewish source.
He's definitely not a fruit.
You're gay. You're fucking gay.
I could do this all day. It must be so annoying. Yeah, I'm going to listen back to this and go, what the fuck is wrong with
me? Yeah, I hope... Part of me actually wishes they hope they don't listen to the show.
No, Jamie definitely does. Okay. Jamie will listen to this tomorrow. I'll get a few messages about it. But let's
hold on. I want
to. Keep going. Keep going. Fuck it.
No. I mean, we're done with that. I just wanted to mention something I forgot to mention during the plugs. Is
more plugs?
Is Create a Pro, Brian Myers? Because they just had a nice little segment on Channel 11 News. That's the New York area, one of the New York area's news stations, Pix 11. With Scott Stanford, former WWE employee, and they go over Brian and Pat. They talk to both of them, and
I got
to
tell you, Scott Stanford. It's funny that his name is Stanford, and he worked for WWE.
He's the worst on the news. He's the worst sportscaster.
He is the worst in the fucking ring. Did you see the clotheslines and shit he was throwing?
I thought for him it was pretty good.
For him, he was a former WWE employee. He should know better.
Who came from the news?
Yeah, but you.
You think Todd Pettengill could have done that stuff?
I think Todd Pettenkill could have thrown a nasty hooking clothesline like the Macho Man.
I'm watching like the Raw throwbacks, and I never realized how long Todd Pettenkill's hair got back then.
Dude.
And
I got to be honest with you. For those of you who don't know, I mean, I'm sure you know who Todd Pettenkill is. If you don't, you probably want to go look him up and do some research. Todd Pettenkill used to be one of the people that did like... the shill for WWE.
He was like...
He wasn't a commentator. No. He was more like the guy like, we're selling these shirts or we're in the newsroom.
He was I think that was right when Sean Mooney was not with the company.
He was like a Sean Mooney
They wanted a more humorous, charismatic Sean Mooney is what
they wanted. He's kind of like a Mean Gene character. He'll do the interviews with guys.
Well, he had his show, him and the chick had the show WWE Mania.
Stephanie Wyan,
yeah. So, and that was like a half hour show on USA in the morning. It was kind of like live. Oh, and he had LiveWire too when LiveWire first started.
But Todd Pettenkill is also, he's a radio DJ by trade.
Yes, in the New York area.
Yes, he was partnered with Scott Shannon.
Who now they don't.
Yeah, for like 20 years though. They were like the top show in
New York,
and they were syndicated all over the country as well.
He did have some funny, he had some like corny, funny songs, like spoof songs.
He was the king of the fucking shoehorn, dude. You go back and listen, some of that shit's pretty awful.
I didn't mind Scott and Todd. It's in that voice, like, hey, like he's I didn't mind that.
And his phone scams were
well,
atrocious.
Yeah, because his had to be more PG than like Z100s.
Well, but here's the thing about Todd Pettengill. So now they break up, and Scott Shannon, I don't think they've gotten along for a long time anyway.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. So Scott Shannon one day was just like, hey, I'm done. I'm retiring. I'm out of here.
Oh, he went to CBS FM.
Well, this is what he told them at PLJ. He's like, I'm done. And then, he went to CBS. CBS, he does the morning show there. I think he's number one in the market again by himself.
Is he really?
Yeah. And Todd Pettengill is like number 23. Like that,
Todd
like,
by himself.
Todd
wow.
by
him.
Well, he
had his cast of characters.
He
when
surrounded
they were together.
Himself with like 20-year-old girls and 20-year-old guys. Like they're all young people. No, good for him, right? But his show stinks.
Yeah, I haven't seen 10 o'clock in the morning in about 4 years.
Well, I don't listen to it much, but I mean, I had to tune in, and of course, they've talked about it here, there, and everywhere, and
I've actually never heard the story behind that. All right, we're
they
fucking
just
talking
don't get
about
along.
Scott.
Yeah, but you know what? It's topical. It's Todd Pettengill.
It's Todd Pettengill.
He was annoying when he was on WWE.
Yeah, he always tried to throw in a little joke here and there.
Such a dork.
He was.
He was the fucking dorkiest of dorks on that on wrestling, even on the air. But whatever. We digress.
For good reason.
All right.
Want to talk Raw?
I really don't.
We don't have to.
Let me ask
it
you
doesn't
this.
Have to be the same fucking right. thing every...
How? All right. This is how far I got with Raw. And I'm being perfectly honest with you. I've been back on DDP yoga, like hardcore. I've been doing it like every night, practically. Like I think last week I did it 5 nights. This week I'm already 3 nights in a row. After we're done recording and I put this up, I plan on hitting it again tonight.
Nice.
And it's making a difference. And I've been eating better again too. So it has been making a difference.
All right. Good for you. I mean, that's awesome.
But this is my point. So in order to get me away from this routine, you got to come correct.
Oh, man.
They open Raw with the Authority and 7,000 plugs for the network.
Oh, the whole $9.99 thing?
Listen, if they don't have the network, they're not going to get it. So stop shilling. And you don't need to tell us in the United States that have had the network for 7 months now that you're bringing the network to Europe. Because one of two things. One, people in Europe probably aren't watching this anytime soon. I don't know what the delay is. But two, people that really want the network over there probably already have it.
No, they don't, do they?
They probably, dude, there's all kinds of bootleg ways to get it. Like, Canadians aren't supposed to have it, but there's a bunch of them that do.
Actually, you know what? Aren't there websites, you know how, like, sometimes whenever we didn't want to pay for pay-per-views, we'd find a website that streamed it?
Yeah.
I think there
Well, I never did, but I know what you mean.
I mean, I've done it before a couple times, and I think there that same website, I'm not going to mention it, also has, like, a channel on it that streams whatever the network has
if
on.
If you're thinking of that website's no longer in existence.
See, I thought that it's not.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, it's gone. Okay. I actually went there just to check it out like 2 or 3 weeks ago to see what they still have going on, and it's like gone.
I saw that it was gone, but then I went back and I go out of my way to try to find Impact, and the only way I have to do it is through that.
Yeah, that's the other weird thing. Spike doesn't rerun Impact ever.
They put them on demand.
Oh, really?
For Comcast Xfinity, but it's a week later. So like I'm watching say like Impact on like in
See, I didn't know
minutes.
That because I have Comcast. I would check that out.
So like tonight's Impact, I will have to wait like till next week to watch it. Like yeah. I can't watch I can't watch tonight's Impact tomorrow.
Yeah,
I have to wait a week to do it. That kind of sucks. I'll always be a week behind. Yeah,
but you would think like Spike would have reruns.
You'd think.
See, it's one thing I liked about Nitro. They always had a replay like right after it.
That's why when I was a kid, you watched Raw, you tape Nitro, you watch it.
Yeah, but you didn't even have to tape it. Well, I mean, yeah, if you couldn't stay up, sure.
Couldn't stay up to watch. Well, I mean, I could, but they were on at the same time.
And if you have Universal, you can catch Raw like 3 or 4 more times during the week.
They have AM Raw. They actually played the replay of Raw SmackDown.
They
you could watch.
They still give AM Raw?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Pretty sure. Unless that's unless I'm watching. No, AM Raw. I've seen it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I had no idea. Yeah.
And SmackDown replays too.
Wow. So getting back to my point. If you want to take me away from my routine the way it's been for the summer, which is kind of like laid back, which is what I like, it's given me a lot more opportunity to look into shit that I normally wouldn't look into. You got to come correct. And they open after the fucking 7 megaton shill for the network with Roman Reigns and Kane in a last man standing match.
Which was boring.
It was literally any two fucking gorillas could go in the backyard and just hit each other. Like you hit me, I hit you.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was so bad. I think it was Mike Chioda was the referee. Was it him? I don't know.
Probably.
He stopped doing the 10 count near the end of the match. And everybody at ringside's fucking yelling at him. The King, JBL. They're like, why isn't he counting?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
But that was egregious in and of itself. But I was just like, I can't watch this tonight. I just couldn't do it. And it sucks because I think the Brock Lesnar, John Cena, like, face-off kind of thing... They say Brock Lesnar really looked fucking great. I mean, Cena was Cena.
What?
They had some sort of
face-off. Neither one of them was on the show.
But I thought they had some sort of interview segment.
They may have done a package. Oh, Brock may have had a pre-taped interview.
And I think Cena did some interview shit too, didn't he?
Possibly. Monday so far, if this was Tuesday, I probably could have told
Because I read that people really liked what Lesnar did, and Cena was just like, eh.
But yeah, I mean, that is what it is. Raw was Monday. It's now Thursday. Won't be airing for most of you till Friday. So I don't really. Raw's kind of like old news now.
Yeah.
We could talk more about the lead going into SummerSlam. We'll just jump around. I did like my favorite thing right now is Stephanie and Bella. That's my favorite thing.
I heard that killed the end of the show, though.
No, I thought it was great.
Really?
I thought it was the best. I thought it was a perfect way to end the show.
I didn't see it. I'm only going on what I read. And I heard it was pretty like. I heard the drop was significant compared to last week's show and like the heat for that.
Last week's show, I think, dropped two, but that was the whole third hour. It wasn't just the end.
Yeah, that's right. It was Stephanie walking. And
I think this is either 2 weeks or they closed the show.
This is the third week already. Because the first week was the slap and the arrest. Last week was the actual, like you know, that they were going to do the match where they talked about it. And then Stephanie was like, I'm going to make you my bitch. And then they fought at ringside.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was perfectly fine. I think
no, last week was fine. I heard that this week didn't go off well, but you saw it. I
remember, like I said, I can't tell you what happened now word for word, but I remember really enjoying it when I was watching it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, and I think it's the best program they have going right now. I can't think of one off the top of my head that I like more.
I wish I could make out my notes, but Rusev wrestled somebody, and it was only on the app?
No, I remember Rusev.
That's what I have here, that Rusev's match was only available on the app. Ambrose had a match with Alberto Del Fired. And they had some sort of beat the clock thing where they were trying to decide the stipulation for Ambrose and Rollins for SummerSlam.
Right, and Ambrose beat Del Rio.
Let me see. Cesaro and Ziggler in a fucking squash, basically.
Who won that one?
Ziggler won. Bye-bye, Cesaro. The Dusties beat Rybacksel in 3 minutes. The Dust Brothers.
And then they ended up, if you watched main event, they ended up losing to fucking Titus O'Neil and Heath Slater.
Really?
Yeah. The Slater Gator. And then on Friday, I mean, tomorrow night, spoiler alert, but Eddie already put a spoiler up anyway, they lose again to Rybacksel. So like
50-50.
50-50 booking. Yeah, well, it's actually now 60-40 because they lost twice and only won once.
Other shitty ones. Jericho took on Harper. More shit going on with the Wyatts. They get disqualified. Jericho wins. It was more beatdowns with Bray and all that shit. More buildup. Diego beats Fandango in a minute. Bo Dallas beats R-Truth in a minute. Seth Rollins winds up taking on Heath Slater, who actually wins in their beat the clock match because Dean Ambrose kept teasing from ringside. I don't know. It just sounds awful.
I guess you're right. I thought that they did give.
Did they maybe show it after the commercial break?
I think they showed the finish after the. I think they started the match on the show, and then they ended it on the app. But it does say on WWE.com, submitting to the accolade on the WWE app.
Oh, Damian Sandow and Mark Henry.
That was a cool segment. It was good to see Mark Henry back on TV.
Yeah, he's awesome. It's a shame he keeps fucking getting hurt. Sin Cara. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I wrote here. I don't know. Do you have any other comments about Raw? Like, I just felt like I couldn't get into it, dude. I just couldn't get into it.
I mean, I'll talk about Rusev some more.
Go for it.
Because I do like the program, I guess, with Swagger. I guess I just want... I mean, I think they're having a flag match. I think they announced a flag match at SummerSlam between the two, which I had predicted weeks ago.
That's what I had heard, that they were doing that, yeah.
But I guess the part of me just really digs Swagger now and how a lot of fans are getting behind him even more than they already were with the We the People as a babyface. So I really want Swagger to win this feud, even though it's not going to happen, because I'm just not buying Rusev yet. I think... When he's intense, when he's in his matches and he gets intense and he does that kick, I think that's awesome. But I'm not buying him when he just comes out and stands around while Lana talks. I'm just not there yet with him as a character.
Here's the one thing I worry about. Where does Swagger go after this feud?
I think Swagger will be fine
because if he's a babyface and he's defending America against a Russian who, like, I guess for all intents and purposes, is a bad person just by the fact that he's a Russian and he destroys things, who's really Bulgarian anyway, but that's neither here nor there. But now you have a face Swagger. Who, like, what do you do? Like, do you put him up against another foreigner? And what other evil foreigners are left?
The only one would be his former partner, Cesaro. But
and, like, they're going to go back to that well already? Yeah.
I think Swagger will be all right, because I think Zeb Coulter is good at what he does. He could find something for Swagger to do.
Maybe he just goes on to like America's the best, not really like get out of my country.
Maybe he buys a bus and he tours the country.
Oh God, the Zeb Express.
The Zeb Express, him and Swagger.
Okay, now I think we have the name for the show tonight. Let me jot that down because we always seem to forget. Oh Jesus.
But I really like Swagger. I love how the fans are getting behind him.
I've always liked Swagger.
So have I. And I'm really glad that they finally have
Whose
a good...
kid is he?
Bunkhouse Buck.
That's right.
I saw someone put that, I think Mega Powers or somebody put it up on Facebook. I'm like, that's not it. He's really Bunkhouse Buck's kid?
Yeah.
And I watched a clip of when he was actually, Bunkhouse Buck was on Raw, chokeslammed by Kane. So yeah, that's it. I think you have the program with Miz and Ziggler moving on. So yeah, nothing really that's really making me crazy about SummerSlam right now.
Nothing's Jamaican you crazy?
Ah. Like Adam Lay. Like what's the fucking thing now? What's the card looking like?
I don't know. Yeah, you want to give us a rundown?
Yeah, I'm going to pull up the card. We have a couple weeks, but...
You have John Cena against Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
For the WWE New World Heavyweight Championship, the new belt.
You have... Miz is fighting Ziggler at SummerSlam. You have Rollins and Reigns, which is always... Actually, not Rollins and Reigns.
Rollins and Ambrose.
Rollins and Ambrose, which is probably going to be a fantastic match.
I heard that the stipulation... was the stip decided on Raw, or was that something that they did on SmackDown?
Let's see.
Spoilers, if you don't know. Dean Ambrose wanted, and Eddie was fucking livid over this, wants a lumberjack match.
Yes. Wait, no. Oh, that was on SmackDown? They did that?
I would assume so. That's why I said spoilers.
Oh, so it is a spoiler. All right. Whatever. No worries. Paige versus AJ on SummerSlam.
Paige. My delicious jar of mayonnaise.
Orton, Kane.
Wait, oh, God, really?
I mean, Orton Reigns. I'm sorry. I'm all over the fucking place.
No, oh, God. That Orton Kane's going to be... Not that Orton Reigns is going to be... Well, no, that should be a good match.
Oh, and Brie and Stephanie. I mean, it doesn't look terrible, but I mean, it's nothing. I have no interest in Randy Orton and Roman Reigns. I do have interest in Miz and Ziggler just because I'm a Miz Mark.
Miz Marquee.
That's a name of a show.
Miz Marquee.
Miz Marquee.
You don't want to do.
No, I'll do whatever.
The Zeb Express.
No, that's cool. That's fine too. Match made: Ambrose versus Rollins. I think Ambrose, other than the Brie Stephanie thing, is the best part about Raw.
Brie, Stephanie, and her Kofi tits.
I forget who made the hot pocket joke. That's
yes.
Hysterical. It was like, that's a perfect place to put a hot pocket between Stephanie's breasts.
Oh, jeez. And I just want to say, Tim Grimes, you're still number one in my book. I forget. I mentioned, that was it. We were talking about Cody Rhodes being the Riddler.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Grimes got all butt hurt because he's like, way to steal my idea. Tim, we love you. You're aces in my book.
Did we ever put something up that we're taking calls or no?
Yeah, we did. I guess nobody wants to call. A few people liked it, but I don't think anybody's calling tonight.
That's fine.
Fine by me. Hey, do you want to hit up our buddy Dave? Just send him a text real quick. I could filibuster for a few minutes.
Yeah. See if he's up.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this would be a good time as any to tell you that you have been listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast at shiningwizards.com. As you may or may not know, we have one final shipment here of pink and black shirts. And I hope I mean final. I don't know.
It's not. We're going to end up getting them again. I do want to do a different color scheme. But
yeah, well, we do have something in the works. We put up a few weeks ago whether or not people wanted red and yellow or black and gold, I think it was.
Right.
And we did decide that we were going to go with red and yellow, but...
Little twist on it, though.
Yeah, we've got a really big surprise, but that's a few weeks out yet. Don't worry about that. Our buddy Dan Klimek, of course, drummer for the awesome band KO Durf. He is an artist extraordinaire. If you really want some artwork done in a professional manner, check him out on Facebook, because unfortunately he still doesn't have a webpage. I was breaking his balls about that the other day. But it's Klimek, Dan Klimek. He's our friend on Facebook, so if you're looking for him, just search him through us. Highly recommended for his work. He does an excellent job. He does all the graphic work for us. So hit him up. get him to do some work for you. You won't be disappointed.
No, you definitely won't. I still would at one point like to do those gold on black shirts too at some point.
I would too. I thought they looked pretty hot, but the people have spoken. They wanted red and yellow, so we're doing a little something special for them.
No, and this is going to be, like, trust me when I say, like, it's pretty amazing.
And I think because we're going to do a limited run on it, and I know we say that a lot, but the only one that we really haven't is the pink and blacks because they've been in such high demand, which I want to tell you folks, I'm going back to the post office again tomorrow for what's going to be the third time already this week, mailing out shirts. Three times this week.
Yep.
And we're mailing some shit international this week too. Sizes are going. They're disappearing fast.
What have you been selling the most of?
A lot of the 2 and 3Xs have been going.
Oh, wow.
And we've been selling mediums and larges.
Look at that.
So, yeah, so they've been going across the board. They're disappearing. They're flying out here like Johnny Cakes.
Like Johnny Cakes?
Like Johnny Cakes. And what do we say about Johnny Cakes, Kevin?
You're gay. You're fucking gay.
That's a Sopranos reference. If you haven't seen the Sopranos in the past 10 years since they've been off the air. But we don't need to talk about that.
No. What else? Anything else?
I just want to plug the Shining Wizards Network again, once again.
All right.
Dave Destruction, Thursday Night Destruction, Justin Anderson, and the Two Tims, Inconclusive Breakdown, joining the myriad of shows that we have, including Turnbuckle Throwbacks, The Midnight Jury, 2.5 Wrestlers, a whole bunch of other shows, Neckbreaker Podcast. You know, let me fucking pull up the page. I want to do these guys right because they always do right by us. Let me see. There's any destruction. Neckbreaker. Pro Wrestling 101, of course. Just Incredible. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Midnight Jury. 2.5 Wrestlers. Apex. I did get everybody. I'm smart. I'm just dumb when I shouldn't be dumb.
You are dumb.
I am dumb. Dumb to dumb, dumb, dumb. Support everybody we've talked about. Smash Wrestling. What was Booker's ROW?
Reality of Wrestling.
Reality of Wrestling. Sanctuary. PWS. Eddie. Matt, support those guys. They're good people.
Yeah, they sure are. What are we supporting Matt with?
Probably a jockstrap. Keep his massive cock from dragging along the floor.
All right.
Dude, Matt has a big fucking pecker.
Thanks. That's something I did not need to know.
Like, he was uncircumcised as a child. It drags so much, he's circumcised now.
Good Lord. I do have Evolve's correct plug. Evolve down in Florida. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Ybor City, Florida.
What? Daybor?
It's spelled Y-B-O-R.
Oh, Ybor.
Ybor.
Yayton?
That's actually
Jesus!
That's actually tomorrow night. I'm sorry. That's Evolve. Gargano. Oh, Matt Sydal, the former Evan Bourne.
Nice.
Is going one-on-one with former guest of the show, Johnny Gargano.
Alrighty.
So, That's gonna be pretty badass.
Yeah,
actually,
definitely.
I didn't see Matt. Me and Matt talked about it yesterday, and I completely forgot.
Matt does a lot of talking for a busy guy.
Well, we were driving into the show.
That's
into
right,
TNA,
I forgot.
And then we had to. There was traffic that was gonna be, really, really bad in the Lincoln Tunnel. So we ended up diverting to Hoboken and took the path in. So we had a lot to talk about. And Evolve on August 9th is running too. They're running the whole weekend this weekend in Florida. So. Check that out if you are in the area. All right. Let's see. Give Dave a call.
Yeah, I got to get his number now because I'm an idiot.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Because when the computer took a shit a few minutes ago, I had to...
We got to learn to just end the show when we're on fire.
Why? You think we're starting to die?
Nah, I think we're fine.
Like, I could pause it and nobody would ever know the difference.
Nah, I think we're good. Then we can come back and maybe talk about something.
You see, I just got to get the number now. This is the problem. Now it's going to open up and it's going to open up here. It's going to start playing. I know. I'm opening it up now from Blog Talk Radio. Oh, Dave Destruction.
You calling him?
Yeah, I'm getting the page now so I can get the phone number. Bum ba bum ba bum. This is live. Now remember, Kevin, we're going to be able to hear it. Nobody's going to hear us. Oh, we could Skype right in with him. Oh, I don't want to log in with the... Oh, so we're listening to Dave now, but I'm trying just to get the number here. All right, so...
So we're doing, like, Nitro and Raw. We're doing some cross...
That's the Skype test call. I don't do that. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, so we need to just keep talking. I don't know what happened here. I'm trying to get this... Oh, here we go. All right, we should be reaching Dave in just a minute here. I'm just putting the number in. I feel like a retard. Kevin, talk to the people.
People. Daniel Bryan was in the news again. Remember how he caught the guy red-handed robbing his house? Apparently that led to like eight more or a bunch of more arrests and like an actual like crime ring that Daniel Bryan uncovered. So the Daniel Bryan's like a national hero now. Yes.
Welcome
yes.
to Blog Talk
We're joining
Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
If you desire to
speak
Blog to the host,
Talk Radio.
Please press 1 at any time, and the host will be known. You are now in the host queue.
Ooh, we are now in the queue.
Couple shows. So, with that being said, I know I just got a text or a message on Facebook. 201 number on with Dave Destruction on Thursday Night Destruction. Who do I got?
Dave, you got the Shining Wizards, my brother, Kevin and Tony.
Kevin and Tony, my newfound friends on the podcast world. Again, I did this in the beginning of the show. You probably weren't listening, but I thank you guys up and down. Thank you so much for this extra forum and an extra way to reach out to a couple new fans.
Dude, it's totally our pleasure. It was a unanimous vote. No one honestly could have wanted this more than us. You do a great job on your show. We love it, and we're happy to have you. And I think this show you're doing tonight specifically is really cool. And we just wanted to come in and say hi.
What's going on? What's up, Tony?
Hey, Dave. What's going on? Long time no speak, my friend.
I know, man. What's going on?
I'm just curious. Did JP call in tonight?
He did fucking call in tonight. No matter what. I mean, I probably didn't say it on my Facebook thing. I probably didn't say, like, I'm not taking calls, but I probably didn't say that. So, obviously, JP being JP calls in. That's great. And that's cool, man. I bust balls. But, like, he actually had a nice story to share with me as I'm sharing all the stories and whatnot. So, hey, he always.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Dave, did we lose you? Dave,
no, I'm here, man.
Oh, okay. Holy cow. Yeah, we just had a heart attack. Yeah. See, Kevin and I did a show together last week, and we were gold for about an hour and 40 minutes, and then Matt called in, and the show kind of like went to shit, and I know Matt's going to get pissed that he's hearing that, but we were afraid it was going to happen tonight. We just looked at each other like, oh, no.
We were just talking before, like, because we had to fill like 5 minutes while we were trying to pull up the technology to call you. So, like, we had nothing to talk about. So, like, the first hour and a half of the show is probably going to be a lot of fun, but people are going to, like, it's going to be like Raw. The rating's going to drop.
Well, nobody wants to see Stephanie in her fucking Kofi tits.
Oh, my God. Dude, hey, you know what? And I know I tried to go one direction with this show, and it's fine. But, dude, what's up? You see, obviously, you saw the Del Rio stuff. What the hell is that all about?
He apparently was annoyed that they stopped serving tacos on Tuesday for the SmackDown tapings.
The budget cuts. They couldn't afford the chalupas anymore on Tuesdays.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we did a bunch of inappropriate Mexican impressions at the beginning of our show.
This whole show is inappropriate. But,
wow.
Yeah, man. Hey, we're gonna get out of here. We just wanted to stop in and welcome you aboard. And, again, hope you had a great show, brother.
I appreciate that, guys. I'll talk soon.
Dave, be well, man.
You too, Tony.
That was Dave Destruction. Newest, one of the two new shows of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. We just wanted to give him a hello, how are you?
Yeah.
And I'm an idiot. I probably should have had his fucking Blog Talk number in the Skype already, but...
Yeah, but he's...
excuse me, Jesus.
Dude is, like, major inspirational, man.
Yeah.
Like, every day, like, if I'm having, like, a weird, like, shitty day, like, say I don't have a comedy show, or I don't have, like, or, like, I'm not booked, my phone doesn't ring, like, I just, like, scroll... Like I said, I'm a Facebook troll. I see Dave's fucking like statuses, and I'm just like, all right, it's not that, it's like, it lifts me up a little bit, and it makes me feel good.
Do you want something that's gonna lift you up? I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. You're on the Facebook.
Yeah,
go to check out Bonesaw's page. Go to Bonesaw. You want to talk about inspirational? Have you seen his newest picture?
No.
Oh my God, this show is gonna get.
I haven't seen a whole lot of Bonesaw on the Facebook.
Well, you're gonna wonder why, because. Dude, this show is really going to get gay right now, because you're going to want to be with Michael Dennis. I'm sorry, I'm from Breaking Kayfabe.
What am I looking for?
It's one of his, like, it's probably one of his, like, latest pictures. Not the one of the dog.
No motivational quote. just, is it him with the shirt off?
Yes.
Why would I want, what do I need to see this for?
Dude's got abs, bro.
He's a fucking wrestler. He's a fucking wrestler and he's a fucking. You gotta make a meme out of this. I'm gonna try to go
you're
down
gay.
And see how
you're
long it took.
Gay.
We gotta put your gay, you're fucking gay on the picture and send it back to him.
And the first comment is JP.
No, for real?
JP makes the first comment.
Bonesaw's ready for sure.
God, I was waiting to see how long. Oh, and then Matt, I think that's Matt.
That no, I put that. Bonesaw's ready. That was me. Okay. Dude, I can't help it. I was kind of filling up.
Look at this. And then Dan Moff, of course, is...
This just motivated me to want to whoop your punk ass even more than I did before. Hashtag see you in September. That is awesome.
And Eddie gets involved. God, I was waiting. I thought that I'd see a Gibbs comment before anything.
Brother.
But that's
God
cool,
bless
good,
Michael
I mean,
Dennis.
I never thought he was... I mean, he could have always looked like that, and I would have never known.
You know what he's I mean? Showing it off, bro.
No,
apparently,
I'm just,
he's never looked like that before.
Okay, well, then good for him. I don't know. Listen, look at me. I don't. Who am I to knock anyone that's working out? I haven't been in a gym and like. I always have the joke. The only difference between Fraggle Rock and the gym to me is that I've never actively searched for the gym. Like I've looked around my house and trying to find Fraggle Rock
Holy
in the
shit.
Basement, and I've never actually went and searched for the gym. I don't care.
Here's a question I pose to you. Do you Skype?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Well, here's a question I pose to all of our listeners then. When you guys call somebody on Skype and you don't get them to answer, do you actually leave a message for them? Like, do you treat it as if it's an actual phone? And for those of you who do use Skype, to you know, for whatever, do you actually listen to these messages? I think the only message I've ever really gotten was Bill Apter when we were trying to get him on to do the reading for the Lanny Poffo book. And he left like a 10-minute message, like not 10-minute, like a 20.
No, that sounds about Bill. That sounds about right. No, but Bill's one of our biggest supporters.
He's like, hey, it's Bill Apter. I'm trying to get you on the phone so we could do this Lanny Poffo thing. I was like, oh shit, I got a message from Bill Apter. This is tits.
No, Bill. I mean, he's really cool. Like when we went at that the Scott Epstein Memorial Show, he was there, very approachable. I actually still have a video on my phone of him singing.
Oh, you got to send it to me. I'll put it on our YouTube page.
I think Eric told me to take it. I got to send it to Eric and see if he still has any interest in having that. If I have it, I got to check. Matt just text if we're still going.
Oh, yeah. Tell him we're done.
Yeah. we're winding down. I mean, we don't have to be done. We just went into... But no, Bill Apter is like he's been doing a lot of stuff now, like filming stuff for the network.
A lot of stuff.
And stuff. Yeah. And he's one of the best minds...
He's a cool dude too. He's just so easy to talk to.
He's so nice. He's so super supportive of us. Like me and Eddie were over there and we're talking to him, and then he's like putting us over in front of other like fans. He's like the Shining Wizards. I'm a big supporter of what these guys do. Listen to him, and he's always been super helpful and super awesome. So
you know, you talk about inspiration from Dave. Taking nothing away from Dave, of course, but when I spoke to Howard Finkel at the last Legends. Dude, like, guy didn't know us from Adam, saw that we, like, did a podcast, was talking to me. He's like, dude, just keep doing what you're doing. He's
right.
Like, just keep doing it.
Yeah, well, ran into Mike Johnson from PW Insider, who, for those, like, everyone, I keep mentioning it because I think it's important to...
Kevin loves PW Insider.
I do love
PW
Insider.
Man.
It's the only site I trust. I know some of our associates, whatever, may not see eye to eye with them on a lot of stuff, but it's the only source... that I go to for wrestling news, and even he was like, "Yeah, I heard you guys said everyone." I mean, he said something which is true, that Tony said was true, that everyone has a podcast now. But keep up the good work, man. We know who you like, and it's stuff like that where Mike Johnson, people may not know him from Dick either, but to me, it means a lot when someone like that says that sort of thing to us. So I mean, we will keep doing what we're doing, and we're not going to stop anytime soon.
Well, we'll be stopping in a few minutes when we end the show, but...
This is an all-nighter.
Just so you guys know, we will be doing not a SummerSlam preview next week, but we will be doing a little bit of, I don't know, like a retrospective, not even really a history, just kind of like moments of SummerSlam, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably, like we always do, we'll jump all over the place and talk about different SummerSlam moments and... We'll probably do one of those bullshit, like, what was your favorite SummerSlam match, or what was your favorite SummerSlam? Who knows what we'll do, but we'll figure something out. And
Kevin and I will be there next week. We will be joined by Matt. Unfortunately, Eddie will be out again next week because Eddie died.
Eddie.
But he'll be back.
I saw him last night, so he's still kind of... Unless he died today. He could have died today.
Well, he dies a lot.
He does.
You know.
He's like Kenny.
We just have to keep reviving him.
We do. And when we do, it's awesome. So we'll have Eddie hopefully back in the studio soon. Matt will be rejoining us next week. While Tony's on... Tony will be going on vacation at some point soon, but we have him next week as well, so...
Yes, it's going to be good times. Yep. Good times with good friends and... Good drinks and other kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of fun doing what we do. So thank you for fucking listening.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about before we pull this train into the station and call it a night?
I don't know.
Do you want to call Matt? Oh my God, we should call him.
But are we gonna prank him, or are we gonna actually talk to him?
No, we could talk to him.
Let's talk to him. Fuck it.
Hey, this would be a great time for Overweight Larry and the ghost of Jack Tunney to have
a
conversation. Kevin, you're me.
I know. It's never going to... Listen, once he debuts, it'll be like the people waiting for Sting to debut for WWE.
Sting.
That's how...
We almost went a whole episode without talking about him.
I know, and I wanted to. I thought about that earlier, and I was like, we almost went a whole episode without talking about Sting.
Sting.
And we were talking about a whole lot of stuff where we could have threw Sting's name in, and we didn't, and I had to do it right now. But that's how, when I debut that character, that's what the build-up will be like. It'll be like...
Here's a question that we can end the... You know what? Let's call Matt, and we'll end the show with that question for him.
Awesome.
Because I came up with a doozy the other day. I have Matt Bowman on here. Why am I putting in his number? I feel like I'm breaking kayfabe, like I'm fucking... Oh, Matt's number. Wait, should I make a video call so we can give him the finger?
I don't care.
Nah, fuck it. Let's just call him on the Skype. He's probably sitting home fucking pounding his pud waiting for us to call him. Going like,
Say pounding his pud?
Yes. What do you think he jerks off to?
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
He's not available. Go fuck yourself.
No, he's got to be available.
I'm going to call his cell phone. I tried calling him on Skype. It said he was unavailable, so I'm going to call his cell now. See if we get him. Yeah, what do you think he jerks off to? I mean, his girlfriend's Asian, so it's probably not Asian porn.
Nah, he's got enough of that.
He probably likes, like,
maybe black
dicks on white chicks.
Maybe his cats. Maybe it's cat porn.
Oh, God. Like, he jerks off to, like, Keyboard Cat.
What's Keyboard Cat?
You never saw that?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated message.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Bowman, Matt come on. Hates us. He doesn't want to take our call. That went to voicemail pretty fucking quick. Oh, well. So I'll pose a question to you. Hogan wants to wrestle again.
Right.
Everybody's talking that Sting wants to, you know, they want to see Sting wrestle now that he's in WWE, whatever.
Yes.
What if for WrestleMania we do a true old timers match, tag team? We do WWF versus WCW. We do Flair and Sting on one side,
right?
Hogan and Undertaker on the other side. What do you think of that? The place goes apeshit ballistic bananas when any combination of those four guys get in the ring.
Call Matt again.
Why, you think... Oh, so now he's ready?
Yeah, I just talked to him.
So what's your thoughts on that?
It's
pretty wild, though. There's so many...
It's an interesting idea.
And it's tag team, so like nobody really has to be in the ring for any length of time.
I think Taker still has one match in him that shouldn't have to be a nostalgia match.
I don't know, man.
I don't think he can put on... amazing matches anymore, but I still think he has a good enough for a regular run as opposed to... I mean, even Undertaker and Triple H...
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey!
Hey, dude, we got a question for you. Kevin and I were just starting to talk about it. I was hoping you would answer the first time.
It's fine. I didn't get the call the first time.
No, it's all right. Listen.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hulk Hogan's been talking about that he's definitely going to wrestle again, right?
That he wants to.
And everybody's been clamoring for a Sting return, possibly against The Undertaker at WrestleMania, right?
Yeah.
So my thought is, WrestleMania, you do an old-school WWF versus WCW match. You put Ric Flair and Sting on one side, and you put Hogan and The Undertaker on the other side. So you've got four guys that are definitely going to pop the crowd. You've got a tag match, so you know nobody's going to be in the ring for too long at any given time. And I think no matter what combination you get in there, people are just going to go nuts for it.
I don't know if a tag team match is going to sell. I don't want to see fucking... I don't even want to see two old dudes try and go at it, even though it's like a dream matchup, let alone four. I don't want to see Ric Flair in the ring anymore.
No.
Fucking floppy leather titties bouncing around.
Well, you could always throw a Mr. Perfect singlet on him.
I don't even know if there's rumors that The Undertaker's not even healed from last year's WrestleMania.
I mean, it's possible, but I just figured if it's a tag team match...
Well, then that's the match you want to work.
With the four of them in there, you could definitely hide flaws, you know?
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to put them with, like, two, like, guys to try and elevate them?
No, not really. I think you got to go pure nostalgia.
I think what you just said, your comment about how that's how you hide flaws, I don't think that's necessarily true when you have four guys. I think that's you're adding more potential for flaws with
those guys. Well, think about it. You get Hogan starting in there, say, with Flair. Hogan, like, they lock up. Hogan shoves him off. He does the pose, you know. He does the Hulk up in front of him, and Ric Flair begs off. Then they lock up again. Flair gives him a thumb to the eye. And then all of a sudden, Flair grabs him in a headlock, shoots him off, and then next thing you know, he tags in Sting. And while Sting is in the ring facing down Hogan, Hogan just turns, and The Undertaker puts his hand out. And he tags in. And there it is, dude. The roof fucking blows off the place.
The way you just did that, that's a pretty cool
scenario. The roof blows off the place. Hogan, Sting. Then you get like Undertaker in the ring, and Sting and Flair could double team him for a while. Hogan can get the hot tag, you know, like
we would finally get that Hogan Flair WrestleMania moment that we never got.
And you've got fucking Undertaker and Sting, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's nice to think about and dream.
But a 10-minute match, dude?
10 minutes? What, I'm gonna go 10 minutes of just
how much more can they go?
No, I'm saying less than that.
I think 10 minutes would be a perfect amount of time. What do you think, Matt?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan.
I think on paper, people will pop for it. And I think obviously people will pop in the ring, in the venue. But, I mean, guy, like I'm with Matt, kind of. And Matt, I said before, I think you got on the phone, is that I still think, and you said Undertaker, that you had heard he's not healed yet from last year's WrestleMania. I don't think Undertaker is in that position yet to be wrestling in an old-timer's match. I think he has one more match in him at Mania, maybe not at the level that he's performed, but I don't think he's in that class yet where it's like a nostalgia match.
He's got to have a marquee match, though. You can't just put Undertaker
Hogan
in there.
Or Sting?
I'm talking about Undertaker.
Oh.
Do you think Undertaker has one more, maybe not all-star match, but maybe one more match in him before he's put out the pasture?
I mean, they're saying Sting wants Taker. I mean, that's what everyone's clamoring for.
Right.
So the streak's over. There's nothing, you know, it's not like Sting's going to beat the streak. It's just everyone wants to see it, so you might as well give it to us.
I agree.
I think it's got to be a tag match, though.
Here's my thing. Like, I'm sure you guys touched on the tapings last night. Like,
yes.
The nostalgia thing, I'm, like, so fucking over it. Like, people chanting ECW last night. It's like, enough already. Stop.
Yeah.
It's done. Half you people weren't around for it, or you were like 9 when it was going down and you didn't experience it. ECW fans are fucking awful. Enough.
Like, sorry.
The hardcore justice and, you know, like, I get it that the Dudleys were a huge part in ECW, but like every time they're together, like you chant ECW, they had much more success in WWF and WWE. It's like, enough. Those are like only two guys. Tajiri looked fucking awful last night.
I forgot to mention that.
60, he looked like he was like 60 years old. I mean, Dreamer looks the same, but I mean, Rhino's kind of young, but I mean, like, ECW's dead and gone. You can't. The chants just annoy me now. Like, let it go. Let it be what it was. You can't bring it back. You can't resurrect it.
See, now, promotion is a different sort of thing. Like, I get your point and I agree with you, but it's like that in all aspects of life, especially if you make the correlation to pro sports, where every year the Yankees have an old timers day. Every year, you know, they recognize a part of the history of their sport. And I feel like sometimes it's okay to do that. And I agree that bringing it back as a resurrection, like you want it for a run, is totally pointless at this point in the game, but I think it's important to recognize the history with in-ring stuff.
Well, if you pay $9.99 a month, you can get WWE Network, and you can relive the history of ECW on the network for $9.99 a month.
But I'm saying, like, you don't want, like, if you go to, you're a big baseball fan, right? And say, like, You go to a game. Would you have any extra incentive to go to a game if they had, I don't know, who's your favorite Met of all time and other, like, that's alive?
Mookie Wilson.
I do enjoy Mookie. No, I don't have any. I don't like going to those, like, extra, like, the old timers.
Hello? Do we lose him?
Matt.
This World Series team? What?
No, we thought we lost you for a second.
We lost you for a minute.
Fucking service around here blows. Sorry.
No, I thought, like, I mean, I'm a
I don't know. I don't like, I think it's for me, like, I'm done with it. Like, the ECW chance, like, I don't know. It's something that had its niche in the wrestling business, and there was nothing better than it at the time. But now, Pat the other day, fucking, it was 17 years ago.
Yeah.
17 years ago.
Yeah.
ECW's been out of business for like 14 years.
Yeah. Dude, I talked about it with Kevin last week. Like, I'm really sick of, like, like seeing Dreamer and the Dudleys doing the hardcore shit. Like, I'm just tired of it.
I agree 100%. It's something that was, and don't get me wrong, I love ECW. I'll go back and watch old ECW until I'm fucking blue in the face. But, like, the chance, I'm done. I'm past it. It's, just let it lie. Let it be.
I agree with you on the chance. I just think that I would have an extra incentive to go to an event if I saw, maybe not see them work, but if they had ECW guys come out, wave to the crowd, yada yada, that's it, like a special day. I don't think that's a terrible thing to wanna go see. Like, I talked about with all these guys in WCW or from WCW that are now currently in the good graces of Vince McMahon. I would love to see an old school WCW maybe themed Raw or segment with all the guys from WCW in the ring toasting the fans or doing. So I would love to see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's going
to
be Ricky Steamboat, Arn Anderson.
No, I mean, like, Sting, Flair, Booker
Sting.
T, Hogan. Like, even though Hogan's a WWE guy more the way, him and Neck, he was a huge part of WCW. Guys like that, like the Big Show. And
world.
I think that would be so cool to see, like, Hall and Nash in there with Booker T and Hogan.
Well, you're going to see Hall and Nash on Monday.
I know, but I'm just saying in general. I don't think that's too much to hate.
I don't know. It goes back to, like, you mentioned, like, Flair. I mean, like, for me, it's like, I don't want to remember fucking Leather Tits Ric Flair. I don't want to remember fucking LJN Hulk Hogan, because that's about as much movement as you get out of them now. I want to, that's not the last memory I want of these guys. I don't want, you know, fucking Undertaker and Triple H laying on the mat for 40 minutes. That's not how I want to remember these guys.
But it's
keep coming back and back, and they keep getting older and older, and they look fucking awful. I mean, we saw the Sandman in Legends of the Ring last year, and he couldn't even fucking stand up. And I don't buy that shit that he fell off a fucking bike. He's fucking destroyed from what he did to himself during the ECW era.
I mean, it's fair, and I'm not asking for a fucking pay per view with these guys wrestling in it. I'm just saying I would love to see some of the history of WCW in its heyday, but currently just in the ring talking, maybe backstage stuff and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was annoyed with the ECW chance last night. I get your point. I understand. And I would probably be on board with it, but I don't, like, no one chants WCW when anything happens. Like, that's never a chant. Anything, well, anytime something hardcore, like, happens with ECW,
it's 9 million
and I
syllables.
I get that it's, like, a prop to ECW, but I'm so, like, done
WCW
with it. That and fucking people chanting CM Punk last night was retarded.
We talked about that.
Fucking gross fucking we sat. Some fucking gross fat monster who didn't own a toothbrush was sitting directly to the right of us.
Yeah.
He was like, I think TNA's copying exactly what WWE's doing with Daniel Bryan to do with the authority and then with TNA and Dixie and I'll need myself a bag of chips. I won't get one free. Fucking grosser.
We're coming for you, nigga!
I mean, we talked about that earlier, about how I wanted to, like, shoot myself, like, 5 minutes into the show because of the things that some of the fans were yelling at the ring or chanting and or just saying to themselves. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Matt. Well, we're going to take off. We're going to pull this train to the station, as Tony usually says.
Well, as Matt usually says, too. But, yeah, dude, we're coming up on 2 hours. I think we're done.
All right. Sounds good. Stay strong. See you guys out there listening. be sure, pink and blacks are flying.
Flying, dude.
Fucking Tony's got to go back to the post office tomorrow.
For the third time this week.
Yeah, you know what? It's not a bad problem to have, I guess, right?
No, it's not, but it's just crazy. Like, dude, this is the third load of shirts, and they're fucking flying again.
You know what? That's all we can ask for. We appreciate all your support, guys. Keep up the great work. From the road. Shining Wizards Matt. Out.
And he ended perfectly.
That was good.
That's how the call
did,
should be.
He did his own send-off. That was great.
Shining Wizards Matt. Out.
All right, Tone.
That's it, Kev. This was fun. I'm glad you came out tonight.
Absolutely. I wouldn't have missed it.
Well, folks, for Kevin, I'm Tony, and we will see you next week when we do our Summerfest Spectacular.
Summerfest?
Yeah, isn't that what Mike Adamley called it? Mike Tenay, Jesus.
Oh, maybe. Sorry. I didn't get the reference.
And we will have Jeff Harvey in studio. Not
yes.
Jeff Hardy, Jeff Harvey. Later, bitches.
Just bustin'.
We coming for you, nigga!